Shorts. Okay. Christian Post: Greek Orthodox Church bans politicians who voted to legalize gay marriage. This will be quick. No, I don't mean 12 minutes quick. I mean like 3 to 5 minutes quick. Because I'm not going to read anything. The Greek Orthodox Church in Greece, apparently, Corfu, they issued a statement banning the politicians who voted in favor of gay marriage in their country. And now the law passed. Gay marriage is the law of the land, but the church is very, very unhappy about it. They're so unhappy that they're taking this step to punish the politicians who voted their conscience and maybe the will of the people into law, you know, democracy. The church has pretty much said, no church for you. Get out. You're out. You voted for this. You're out. There is a line here that I would like to read if I can find it really, really quick as I gaze through here. Okay. Here's the sentence. The regional body commended another politician for voting against the gay marriage legislation, stating that this was the kind of politician, irrespective of other convictions, that we need in our country. So, no matter what you think about all of the other stuff, you're with us on this gay marriage thing, right? So, you're the kind of person that we want. It is amazing how the church continues to commit these unforced, back-breaking errors over LGBTQ. What the heck are they doing? So can they do that? Can the church do that? I mean, this church is your clubhouse. So Christians, tell me, can they do that? Is that legit? You see, from talking to Christians and pretty much every conversation that I've ever had with Christians, at least lately, on the subject of homosexuality, they insist that it is not an essential doctrine. It's not an essential doctrine. So you could be wrong about it. You'd be right about it. It's not salvific, not an essential doctrine. You see, Christians want to be very careful about enumerating the quote-unquote essentials. And more, I just say, as you've heard me say, and if you're on the board at all, you've seen me write, that I have no idea what they mean by essentials anymore. In fact, I think it's a fake thing. I don't think there's a such thing as essentials versus non-essentials. And the reason I say that is because of stuff like this. Over this non-essential doctrine, the church has decided to ban, to excommunicate politicians who simply did their jobs. Now, excommunication, banning someone, throwing them out of church, blocking them from the sacrament of communion, is the highest, greatest, most severe punishment a church can offer. And you mean to tell me that you can do that over something that's non-essential? Right. Either you can't do it and they're acting illegally, or it really is essential. And when you say it's not essential, you're just talking out of your ass. The words just don't mean anything anymore. By the way, I'll close with this little bit. The law passed with a vote of 176, 4, and 76 against. It wasn't even close. An overwhelming majority. But the church must have their say to the point of saying, no church for you. I really need to understand how this works. You know what to do. SkepticsandSeekers.squarespace.com. Just log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, if you please. SkepticsandSeekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.